Before we actually begin the service this morning, Mary and Ian Hoverson are going to come forward with Molly and do some catechism work.
Mary, who made you?
God.
Ian, what else did God make?
God made all things.
Mary, why did God make you and all things?
For His own glory.
Ian, how can you glorify God?
By loving Him and doing what He commands.
Mary, why are you to glorify God?
Because He made me and takes care of me.
Ian, is there more than one true God?
No, there's only one true God.
Mary, in how many persons does this one God exist?
In three persons.
Ian, name these three persons.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mary, what is God?
God is Spirit and does not have a body like man.
Ian, where is God?
God is everywhere.
Mary, can you see God?
No, I cannot see God, but He always sees me.
Ian, does God know all things?
There's nothing can be hidden from God.
Mary, can God do all things?
Yes, God can do all His holy will.
Ian, where do you learn how to love and obey God?
In the Bible alone.
Mary, who wrote the Bible?
Joseph and Mary, inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Ian, who were our first parents?
Adam and Eve.
Mary, how did God create man?
God created man, male and female, after His own image.
Ian, of what were our first parents made?
God made Adam's body out of the ground and Eve's body out of the rib from Adam.
Mary, what else did God give Adam and Eve besides bodies?
Souls that will last forever.
Ian, do you have a soul as well as a body?
Yes, and my soul will last forever.
Mary, how do you know your soul will last forever?
Because the Bible tells me so.
Ian, in what condition did God make Adam and Eve?
He made them holy and happy.
Mary, what covenant did God make with Adam?
The covenant of life.
Ian, what is a covenant?
A relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees us in the earth.
Mary, in the covenant of life, what did God require Adam to do?
To obey God perfectly.
Ian, what did God promise in the covenant of life?
To reward Adam with life if he obeyed God perfectly.
Mary, what did God threaten in the covenant of life?
To punish Adam with death if he disobeyed God.
Ian, did Adam keep the covenant of life?
No, he sinned against God.
Mary, what is sin?
Sin is any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God.
Ian, what is meant by lack of conformity?
Not being under the law of God, my God.
Mary, what is meant by transgression?
Doing what God forbids.
Ian, what does every sin deserve?
The wrath and curse of God.
Mary, what was the sin of our first parents?
Eating the forbidden fruit.
Ian, who tempted Adam and Eve to this sin?
Satan tempted Eve first, and then he was tempted to tempt Adam.
Mary, how did Adam and Eve change when they sinned?
Instead of being fully happy, they became sinful and miserable.
Ian, did Adam act for himself alone in the covenant of life?
No, he represented the whole human race.
Very good. Mary, what effect did the sin of Adam have on you and all people?
We are all one of the most sinful.
Ian, how sinful are you by nature?
I am corrupt in every part of my being.
Mary, what is the sinful nature that we inherit from Adam's fall?
Original sin.
Ian, can anyone go to heaven with this sinful nature?
No, our hearts must be changed before we can go to heaven.
Mary, what is this change of heart called?
The new birth or regeneration.
Ian, who can change a sinner's heart?
The Holy Spirit alone.
Mary, can anyone be saved through the covenant of life?
No one can be saved through the covenant of life.
Ian, why can't anyone be saved through the covenant of life?
Because all have broken it in their kingdom to buy it.
Mary, how did you break the covenant of life? How did you break?
Because all have broken it. Adam represented all people, and then so I fell with Adam and his first sin.
Ian, how then can you be saved?
By the Lord Jesus Christ and through the covenant of grace.
Mary, whom did Christ represent in the covenant of grace?
His elect people.
Ian, how did Christ fulfill the covenant of grace?
Christ obeyed the whole law for His people, and then He suffered the punishment through one of the sins.
Mary, did Jesus ever sin?
No, He left a sinless life.
Ian, how could Christ suffer? How could Christ suffer?
Christ, the Son of God, became a man so that he could obey and suffer in our place.
Mary, for whom did Christ obey and suffer?
From God the Father gave to Christ.
Ian, what kind of life did Christ live on earth?
A life of obedience, service, and suffering.
Mary, what kind of death did Jesus die?
The painful and shameful death of the cross.
Ian, what is meant by the atonement?
Christ satisfied God's justice by atoning for us, helping us to atone for sinners.
Mary, what does God the Father guarantee in the covenant of grace?
To justify and sanctify all those for whom Christ died.
Ian, how does God justify you?
By making you more. God forgives all my sins and accepts me as just as first.
Mary, how does God sanctify you?
God makes me more and more holy in heart and conduct.
Ian, what must you do to be saved?
I must repent of my sins, believe in Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Mary, how do you repent of your sin?
I must be sorry for my sin and hate and forsake it.
Ian, why must you hate and forsake your sin?
Because sin displeases God.
What is your only comfort in life and in death?
That I with body and soul walk in life and in death, and not my own walk belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and has redeemed me from the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, my hair can fall from my head. Indeed, God all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life and makes me heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto him.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now that was what they call the children's catechism, which is a good one to use for small children as a forerunner to the Heidelberg catechism. Shorter answers, but it's a good way to get started before you get to the Heidelberg, but then wound up with question one from the Heidelberg. So very good, and thank you for sharing that theological knowledge with us this morning that they've attained already.